You know, water is so prized in Burma that it's part of the annual New Year's festival. That festival normally takes place in April, according to their calendar, but Burmese living in New York City celebrated today. And reporter Rachel Dornhelm was there.
In a brightly decorated Manhattan schoolyard, hundreds of young people with super soaker water guns doused each other while their parents mingled with old friends. The crowd was mostly immigrants from Burma, a Buddhist nation between China and India. This was their traditional New Year's celebration, featuring water to wash away the old year. In Burma, the holiday falls in April, their hottest month. So here, it's in July. That's fine with 21-year-old Isu Y.
I think it's the weather that makes it what it is, the weather that creates the spirit rather than the month or the day.
Isu was born in Rangoon, the Burmese capital, but now lives in Brooklyn. Today, she was part of a group of women dancers in traditional bright wrap skirts. They moved their arms in graceful, measured arcs. Danjin, a satirical type of rap, is also a traditional part of the water festival. Here, Jia Te skewers members of the local community and authority members. Jia Te also tackled issues of assimilation.
It's like drawing attention to the, you know, like real things, what's happening in our society, what's happening here, like, but basically like West and East cultures, you know. Mm-hmm. So we try to, you know, put all together here.
New York is one of the few places the raps could be heard in a water festival this year. Burma's military government recently outlawed the notoriously critical poetry. Festival organizer Jia Pa Law.
Yes, if they were to do this in Burma, they would all be arrested.
Jia says the censorship is especially distressing because it flies in the face of the holiday's basic philosophy. With celebrants edgy after months of heat, the New Year's festival is supposed to be a chance for people to speak their minds about everything, including love. It's the only time men and women can flirt with their secret crushes by throwing water on one another from a pail.
And if you want to play, as a young man want to play, you have to go ask permission from the women or the young ladies who are in possession of this water. And if she agrees, then she will allow you to play, but only with the amount of water that she gives you. And if she doesn't like you, then she will refuse you and politely turn around and will not listen to you.
In New York, though, the holiday's tradition of bringing couples together has been overshadowed by a bigger purpose, gathering in the Burmese exile community. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Dornhelm in New York.